Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. It's the show where you get nourishment for your knees, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love and just support from episode 17. I have control issues. The feedback that we received was a lot, you know, just a really just immense amount of just great, you know, responses, you know, people, you know, saying, hey, you know what, this is where I've been at in my life. This is where I'm at. You know, so, you know, I thank you all for all the love. We greatly appreciate it big time. You know, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to this channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV.
I got a few questions centered around this topic because we've been here before, and our viewers have been there before. Everybody has been there before. Do you have any advice or any practical tips that are on your heart on how to endure long suffering during this season?
Yeah, a few things. So one thing that's been helping me out, I mean, and this is, you know, it's so kind of simple, but it's practical. Like, you got to cling to your word more than ever. Like, you really got to be in that word, like reading scripture. And I say, this is what has helped me. The thing about scripture is that, like, I mean, and think about, like, it's alive and present. So, like, his word is constantly speaking to present day times. So literally, like, it's nothing in there. It's nothing that we go through in this life that's not already accounted for in the Bible. You just got to go and just really just literally go look and study it and become one with the word. So I would say, one, you know, getting your word night and day, that has to be a key priority, because I mean, meditate on those scriptures, you know, night and day. That's going to help you realize, you know what I'm going through, this isn't anything different than what happened in old times. You know, I'm really going through things that everybody else has already been through. So that's one. And I would say, be in a posture of praise and worship. So, like, for me, I, right now, like, I'm listening to things that are helping me surrender, like, help my spirit surrender. So, like, I like hearing songs where it say, hey, I surrender all to you. Like, I surrender all. And even when I pray, like, I use language like, God, I submit these things to you, but this is your will. You know, I want your will, not mine. So, like, even my language has a posture of, not my will, yours. Like, I surrender all of this to you. Like, my time, my talent, my efforts, everything that I may desire, I only want it if you want me to have it. And you're right timing. So I think it's about changing your language. I think it's about being in a posture of praise and worship. And, you know, we talk about community a lot, but community is important. You know, people who can help keep you encouraged. And in seasons of long suffering, it should be a real intimate, maybe one or two people. Because, like, you don't want too many people speaking into you, honestly. Because everybody, some people like to see you suffer. Mm. Some people, and I don't know why I'm sure, but some people like to see you go through times, and those people aren't for you, but sometimes they're disguised as people that are around you, closest to you sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I would say keep that circle very intimate.
That's good. That's even in the story of Job, because when Job had, I guess you can call them friends, like how they were speaking over Job's life and, like, you know, questioning why Job was going through everything he was going through, and Job was questioning God, which leads to questioning God when we do have that conversation. But, like, that goes to the friends who are around you matter, because God talked about how, Job, the manner in which you ask on these questions of me is actually, you know, true wisdom. And he restored everything that Job lost and even more. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, but your friends, though, I don't know if their perspective was appropriate of how they look, you know, how they're looking at the situation. How do you talk to God in your season of when you are going through long suffering? Because that's a very hard conversation to have sometimes,
man. if I'm all the way transparent and honest, it's something that I've struggled with and struggle with currently, because some days there's a level of extreme frustration. Like there have been times where I've been driving in my car and I just had to yell out, like, God, like, I don't understand. Like what more do you want from me? Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, you know, and I ain't talking about, I'm talking about, I've been mad. I've been angry. I've been frustrated. I've been, really to a point of like exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think seasons of long suffering bring you to your most vulnerable place.
Mm-hmm.
They bring you to a place of full spiritual, mental, and physical exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
A place of weakness. So in those times, I've yelled, but I've also been like, God, okay, those were my emotions toward this thing, but now I still trust you.
Mm.
You know, like, even though right now I don't understand, and I know right now this isn't making sense, I trust you. And I trust that if you brought me to it, you're going to bring me through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was, you know, just saying a few minutes ago, but that's what I just got into recently, where I'm like, you know what? I'm releasing this expectation of, like, it being done a certain way. Because mm-hmm. I think sometimes, you know, I we want to, like, we think a breakthrough is going to happen the same way it happened in the last season.
Mm-hmm.
But if God's doing a new thing, then he's going to do it in a new way. So I think that when I'm talking to God in season of long suffering, I am pouring out my heart daily, like, listen. But as of recent, over like these last few weeks, I've gotten to a place now where I'm like, you know what? Even in times where I don't understand, I trust you. I surrender all. You know, these are my desires, but I want your will. And in your will, I know I'm the safest. So I don't care what it is, I'm releasing it all to you. And I think for me right now, that's been the sweet spot when you're going through a season of long suffering.
That's good, bro.
Yeah.
And I respect you so much, because, like, you have something that you can tell that you're extremely genuine. And that's such a real thing to say, because a lot of people will say, well, a lot of people won't tell the truth about the hard conversations that they might have with God. I seen this one thing recently. I forgot who said it, what pastor it was, but it was, he said, there's two types of questions. He said, you have a question trying to inquire about information. Questions about information, understanding to apply the information that you're going to learn. And you have questions that challenge the thought or question the character, or you doubt something can happen. And those are the two types of questions out here. When we're going through our season of long suffering, it's important to have in check which questions we're asking.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to ask God for wisdom. God, I understand what we're going through. I understand I'm going through something right now. I can recognize that. Provide me. Can you give me wisdom in the season, or give me clarity, or what lesson do I need to learn? It takes a wise person to ask that versus which is the real answer, which a lot of us can all attest to. Lord, why me? Why was I chosen for this? What are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? And there's two questions we can ask. We can ask, you know, what am I supposed to learn from this? Or why is this happening to me? And I think this goes to one of the topics we might talk about later, but what I submitted to you was, like, why not you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not you? Maybe God might be using you to go through the season for somebody else's blessing. So, like, why not you? But that's an extremely real perspective of, you know, having that hard conversation, because everybody has been there.
Bro, it's And you know what's crazy? Like I'm even tell you even real story. Mm-hmm. This happened probably 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I was driving, and this is a true story, like no exaggeration. About 2 weeks ago, I was driving, and I just yelled, "I'm like God." I mean, and my tone was way louder than this. Like I was like, I was like, and mind you, I'm a pretty poised person,
right.
most of the time, but like that day, I just lost my cool, you know, because like I was just extremely, extremely frustrated, and I'm just like, God, what more do you want? Like I said, my tone was way louder than that, but I'm like, God, what more do you want? I'm like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and just as soft as I could hear it, just said, just trust me. And I remember going to church on that Sunday. I think it was Sunday before. Like, just like a heaviness just was brought on me, almost like his spirit just like weighed on me. And like, I was walking in the church in tears. Cause I was like, you know what? Like, I felt like at that time I was carrying a lot. And then, but then I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, why am I trying to, like, I can't carry all this, you know? Cause sometimes, you know, and you know how it is when you're showing up for everybody, you know, you're trying to be in 10 places at one time. You're trying to do this, be here for this person, pray for this person, talk to this person, help this person through this. And then you come back and you empty. And that's where I was feeling like a few weeks ago. And I was this point of just total exhaustion. And I had to just almost like, I had to just cry. I'm like, God, I need you right now. Cause this is weighing on me. Nothing seems to be going right. And I just heard, just trust me. And it's like, ever since I've been in that space, like, you know what? I may not be where I want to be, or, you know, where I perceive I should be. You know, we always think we should be further, but in reality, or right where we're supposed to be. But that's a different conversation. We can get back to that. But I'm going to surrender. Because I realized that, like, me trying to carry this, it goes back to the what? The control issues. You know, I mean, we still, like, so it's like I'm just right now at a point where I'm like, you know what? As I'm going through a season of long suffering and a season where it just feels like attack after attack, like, you know, right when you fix one fire, another one blazes, you know.
Right.
And now that I'm in that, you know, with that perspective, I'm not gonna lie, I got a lot of peace. The situation hasn't changed, but I have peace in it.
Yeah.
And I have peace in knowing who the author of the situation and, well, you know, ultimately of the story is.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of times we try to fight these supernatural and spiritual battles as humans, or with human power. And our power, or us as humans by ourselves, we're not designed to fight these battles by ourselves. You need somebody named Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? You need the armor of God to fight these battles. That's why the word was put here, to equip us with the weapons to fight these battles. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we be showing up to these spiritual battles as humans. You know what I'm saying? And we need a lot more than that to get over the hump. It's going to require so much more than that. So that's good though, bro. Any other things that's on your heart, or any other stories, or any other words of wisdom that you have on your heart?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. You know what? Yeah. It's one thing that I forgot, and you know, I actually want to share this with somebody. So you know, I don't know who's watching, but you know, we talked about God promises don't fail, but I'm gonna say this: the plot and the plan of the enemy is to have you shame yourself for the things you did in your past, because that's one of the only ways that he can stop you from fully achieving your destiny. Because he can't like, God promises don't fail, so he can't stop what God has for you. But what he can stop you from doing is getting your own head and you being your own stumbling block to get what God has for you. So dealing with that shame or guilt or that, and you know, we all have things that we're not proud of, or moments in our life where, you know, you look back and you're like, you know what, that was not my best moment. You know, I'm not proud of that person I was in that season of my life. I'm not proud of that action I may have had in that season of my life. So just be encouraged that God's promises don't fail, But don't let the enemy shame you or try to put shame on you from your past or things from your, you know, from, you know, from years ago in your mind, a Rolodex to try to get you to overthink who you are and who God is calling you to be today. So be encouraged.
That's good, bro.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So thank you, everybody. This is the Easy Talk Show, and we'll see you next time. Love.